to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one hand.
Ooh.
One hand.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one hand.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Hmm, puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Didn't that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this? You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office, and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Well, now, so I've got issues. I got computers jacking around. I got some that don't want to start. One of the beeps because it has a RAM error, and then I finally get that pushed in and get that sorted out. And then I fire up the other one, and I'll be doggone if that sucker ain't jacking around too. Don't want to start, and it gets up there or starts in there, and then eventually. Gets to the point where the mouse just freezes up. You gotta smash the reset button and try to get that started. And so then I go to the next one over there, the most important one in the deal, the one that's got me connected over there to People for People and all that. And I'll be doggone, man. that sucker just doesn't want to work either. So I ended up having to try to do a dang full reset on that one there. And in the process, stupid Microsoft, went to do a factory restore on a deal. I guess apparently the information ain't there. So, I lost everything on that computer. Lost it all, man. Every last bit of it. But, you know, it is what it is. And now I got this little extra PC thing in there that, brings old dead computers back to life for all the good that is. Because you can't even load it onto the hard drive for some reason or another, if I ain't figured it out yet. But, I guess it is what it is. So, I'm sitting here on the fourth computer there. And I'm actually trying to download and get Skype to work. And dang it. It just keeps sits there loading and loading and loading and loading and loading, and it just won't come on. So I don't even have Skype. I don't even know. Can you hear me in that chat room over there in the Shaziz chat room? Somebody throw a smiley face in there if you can even hear me at all. I'm waiting for this other computer to crash on me. So that'd be 4 out of 4 right there. It's gonna drive me to drinking. So anyway, I'm like booting and rebooting and pushing this and that and all this other and trying to get something situated. Well, let's see how my network's doing over there. So far, we're all right, looks like, but I don't see a smiley face in the chat room yet. Can anybody hear me? Oh, there's one. Woohoo! Got something going on. I tell you, I probably said a few bad words this morning and then some, but I told you folks, I'm working on duct tape and baling wire here. It's time to take a step back and renegotiate and get some different computers. I think I'm going to mostly move over to Linux because Linux is at least stable. You know, when it crashes, it usually pulls itself back up. With Windows or any of those other ones, they just don't want to cooperate. And so I'm thinking that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to move right on over to Linux and start getting rid of Microsoft and all that other crazy stuff as much as possible and see what I can do. Now, I still ain't got Skype to load. The little box loads, but it just don't want to finish out. So I don't know. Maybe I got to try to reinstall it. But I guess I'll try that. I'll try to shut it off, reinstall it, see what happens. This is aggravating. Terrible for live radio. Plus, I also wanted to try to do a Facebook deal and see if I can get Facebook to actually come across to the broadcaster, so people who want to call in from Facebook would actually be able to do that too. So we'll just have to see what's what. And I don't know whether or not Skype and Facebook could actually share a microphone or not. It's probably not. You know, anything to do with Microsoft is pretty much a turd, so it probably ain't going to work. But either way, let me see here. I'm going to run a test. See if my foul mouth heathen brother's on the phone here. Let's see if I can call him up. Allow microphone. Hey!
What are you doing?
You're live on air, man.
Hold on. I gotta push pause.
Hi.
Are you still trying to do on screen?
Oh, no, you're live on air right now. You're on audio only.
audio only. What do you mean live on air?
You're on the radio, boy. Just watch your mouth, you foul mouth heathen.
Alright.
So, I had some computer crashes this morning. Left and right, they were dropping like flies. And so I was thinking I'm going to try to see if I can do an experiment so that you would be able to call in the radio shows live on, on Facebook Messenger. And okay. So I'll have access to where you can call in on Skype. I'll have access to where you can call in on Facebook Messenger. And if I ever get these other computers up and running, I'll have some other networks that I'm broadcasting with. I've had a bad morning. I tell you what, if Mom was around, she'd be soaping my mouth, boy. I was a foul mouth old heathen. Steven says,
but you can't say nothing foul mouth now because you're on radio.
Oh yeah, I don't need to get shut down permanently, but Stephen Gibbons in the chat room over there at Shaziz Radio, he said, hit Control-Alt-Delete Task Manager, stop process Skype, and then try again. Yeah, let me try that on this one right here. Yeah, it's a dang old Skype. I'm trying to load it on this other computer. See, this one that I'm talking to you on right now, it's the newest one, so it shouldn't have any health issues. However, you know, it is what it is. You know, I got the type of luck I got, you know. I couldn't sell gold. I couldn't sell a gold tooth to a pimp. So I'm pushing buttons and reloading this and banging on that and kicking this one over here and plugging wire in over here. I fully expecting some wire fires here before too long, because I got this thing. It looked like an octopus. There's wires going in every direction.
You got damn cable salad going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yes. It's worse than that Star Trek where Scotty's out there saying, she's breaking up, Captain. Yeah, she's coming apart at the seams, man.
I'm giving her all she's got.
Yep. Well, gotta give me some more, bro. Send her down. What? I got all three hamsters running as hard as I can. Here, let me put this one on some drugs. Give him some coffee. Dang. You know, I joked about on this network, which necessarily wasn't necessarily a joke. It's kind of serious, run on duct tape and baling wire. And so, you know, it's just, we're going on a wing and a prayer. And when you get there and you're running late anyway, and you're only like an hour before the show starts, and then you go fire up your computer and it goes beep, 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 and it won't come on, that starts to stress the dude out, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I get a few gray hairs, and then since I wasn't online anyway, the foul mouth just started just blurting out things at random. I think I even invented a few new ones.
Now that I wouldn't put past you.
I got my left eye's looking this direction, my right eye's looking this direction, my fist is banging on the side of this box, and I'm plugging in this wire. I'm in panic mode, and I'm freaking out, and I'm like, dude, this is bad time for all this. I'm surprised the man upstairs didn't hit me with a lightning bolt. He probably thinking like, you know, I gotta watch this. This is a clown show.
Too entertaining.
Yeah, it's a clown show. Oh man. Well, it's kind of cool having you on the air, you and Ani there. That's doggone it. We're live. Say hi to everybody out there.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, didn't expect that, did you? Come on there, right out. Come out there. I had to try to catch you right out of the gate because I was figuring you could blurt something out, and I'm like, well, here we go.
You know how hard it is to control my language?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. I've been down that road once or twice, three or four times, or maybe 10 this morning alone. Yeah, I got this little USB stick. It's called a extra PC, and you can plug it into old junky computers, and it'll actually bring that doggone computer up. However, you can't really necessarily load anything onto the hard drive, so you got to use that stupid little USB thing.
And here then, it goes again, flying crap over my head. I can't understand.
Well, it's a little plug-in that you plug in the pluggy thing, man.
It's a doohickey mabobber that goes in the thing.
You shove the doohickey into the thingamabobber, and then you turn the computer on, and it comes alive. That's all you need to know. Outside of the doggone fact that, you know, you got like a terms of service, it's like probably 10 million miles wide. It's like, you're okay to use all this software for free, and we're not going to charge you nothing. However, what we are going to do is we're going to spy on you, and we're going to sell all your information. So wherever you go, we're telling your mama, sucker. Yeah, well, read the terms of service, man. They want your firstborn. They want to, you know, do strange things with your pets around the house. And
the little fine print.
Yeah, the little fine print. You wake up in the morning, hey, did you know we were married? No. When did that happen? Well, you clicked, I agreed to the terms of service. What? Read the terms of service before you click on anything. Don't just say you agree, man. Dang it. And I guarantee you, I didn't read the terms of service. I didn't care because I know I know they're spying on me. So I'm probably married to an emu right now.
Reading the fine print, you got to have a magnifying glass.
Oh, yeah, especially when you get our age. You sit there with your little reading glasses on there, and you got one eye squinted, and you're looking up there, and he says, what's that say? Can you see that? Ask somebody in the chat room, hey, read that off that screen for me. Dang, that's sad. That is sad.
Where's the grandkids when you need them to read something?
Yeah, that's what I need. But see, we got to make sure this is like user friendly. If the grandkids are going to be in here, like I tell everybody, hey, man, I know every once in a while you might want to say, bleep, 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 and you bleep, bleep. Well, my grandbaby's reading this thing off the wall for me here, so don't. You know, it is what it is. What the hell? Did that son of a bitch just crash? No, it's got a doggone, you know, those screen savers. If you don't move the mouse for a certain amount of time, it just blacks out the screen.
Yeah.
Well, that just happened here on the doggone PC, the extra PC one right there, and my heart stopped right in its place. I mean, it's like. You know, I already had, what, 3.5 computer crashes already? I say a half because the other one's only Skype related. I can't get Skype to load up on this doggone computer. It just doesn't like it.
Is it odd to say that a cat's in love with a purse?
A cat's in love with a purse? Well, yeah. Not necessarily, because we had our cat fixed. And he's kind of friendly with weird stuff now.
Well, Oscar's a little friendly with Ani's purse right about now.
Oh, well.
Yeah. He's come up with my purse, and like he's got his head all dug into it like it's the best thing ever.
Well, did he at least put some candy and flowers or chocolate or something like that in the purse?
Makeup.
It might have some catnip in there somewheres.
Oh, yeah, you got to watch that catnip because that stuff would drive cats nuts. Beverly had given me some doggone, cat treats for the cat. What she didn't tell me was one of them had catnip in there. And so, you know, I'm giving these cats a handful of cat treats at a time, you know, just because, you know, they come over and they want a treat. So I give them a little bit, you know, and this cat's running like a mad dog all over the freaking house, climbing the walls and all kinds of stuff. And I'm like, dang, you crazy old cat. What the heck is your problem?
You got the cat stoned.
Yeah, I told her, I said, man, I don't know what you got in this thing. And she started laughing. She said, boy, that's catnip. You got that cat high.
That cat's having a beautiful day.
Hey. I was surprised the cat didn't sit down and say, yo, bro, let me tell you about the mysteries of the universe.
Exactly. Okay. Okay. Of the meat life right now.
I'll tell you the intricate details of how this all works, the TikTok of everything. You know, my cat got wounded whenever he was a baby, so he's only got one eye. He's a $1,000 cat. He had to have surgery and all this kind of stuff, and so he's got a unique character to him. So I can just imagine this one-eyed cat sitting down there having that conversation high on catnip, telling me about the mysteries of the universe.
Then the catnip, you got to have a great conversation.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I should try some catnip. That might lighten up my mood here today.
Never know.
Might have a hell of a conversation.
Yeah, it might just give me the creeping cruds or something. Heading to the facilities. Move out the way, I'm a coming through. Old man in trouble.
He just rambling on about anything.
Yeah, it's all right. Just take me to the car wash. We'll be all right. Oh man, what a world. So, was y'all having a wonderful day before this crazy interaction with some lunatic from other side of the Matrix?
Just chilling
and relaxing.
Well, that's cool. It is Saturday, after all, I do believe.
Just watching a cat stoned on catnip.
Yeah, I'm thinking this old Facebook Messenger thing seems to work out really well on the broadcaster.
Well, that's good.
So that means I can get people in on that when Skype fails. I'll say, yeah, jump over to Facebook and we'll try it out over there. Now, well, I don't know how many people you can actually have to the conversation because I've never tried that. You know, we added three of us when we had that meeting of the minds.
Yeah.
But, hey.
How can they respond to you?
Well,
you're talking to Joe.
Well, in the Facebook, you can just type a message in there. But otherwise, you go to shazizradio.com, superchat.html, and there's four chat rooms you can type in there. So they can actually talk to me through the chat room, and actually now we'd be able to have Facebook conversations.
Very cool.
So I was like, if I get Skype back up and going here, I don't know what's going on there. And it's to try to reload Skype. I'll probably kill the doggone other program trying to load the one. It's all ridiculousness. But I'm trying to multitask with duct tape and baling wire, if that makes any sense.
Duct tape and what?
Baling wire.
Baling wire. You know, that's that stuff you hold your tractor together out there on the farm whenever, or maybe the gate falls off and you kind of wire it back up. That kind of thing.
Yeah, I know exactly what that is.
Yeah. See,
no.
you can use it to hold your car door shut when the lock's broke, and that way you don't fall out the car while you're flying down the road, and some duct tape will hold your windshield wiper steady so that it, when you're pulling on that string.
Need some
water. Yeah. So that's it. You know, they call that stuff 200 mile an hour tape because the race car people use it to hold their fenders on and stuff. Ah. You know, there's a funny story. I don't know if you remember this or not, but I don't know if you was there, but Phil was there, and we were out there at I-70 Speedway. And they had a pure stock race car class out there, and there was only four cars involved in the pure stock that particular time around. But there was one guy out there. We're looking at through the binoculars at this one guy out there. He had an old Monte Carlo, and it was a pure stock. You know, nothing fancy done to it. It's basically like just a regular car, but they got to do a little bit, and they put a helmet on and that kind of stuff. But anyway, he had duct tape all over his doggone shoe, and he had duct tape all over his car. And so we nicknamed the man Duct Tape, you know, because it was pretty funny. And so me and Phil and Chris was out there laughing, calling this guy Duct Tape. Well, then the race started. So, next thing you know, all these cars take off, and old Duct Tape, he's going like 35 miles an hour around the track. Nice and slow. Everybody's lapping him. Well, the first car in the road, he's going around the corners, and every time he goes around the corner, you could hear his tire just squalling, you know. And I told old Phil, I said, eventually that dude's going to hit the wall. He's going to have a blowout. And sure as heck, man, dude came around the corner, had a blowout, and hit the wall. Here comes old Duct Tape creeping around him. So there's two more cars left, and they're still lapping old Duct Tape, and he's still doing 35 miles an hour. One comes around the corner and too fast and smashes into the back of the other one and knocks him out of the race, and so he's barely cooking along. Finally, he comes around and his car conks out, and here comes old Duct Tape. He makes one lap, he makes another lap, and then he's in for the final checkered flag lap. That dang dude won that race, man, doing 35 miles an hour. By default, nobody else could stay in the race.
Slow and easy.
Yeah. Like the tortoise and the hare, man. Dang. So, well, I guess since I'm just sitting there monkeying around anyway, what do you think about all the political scene going on out there?
Who? This stuff with Fauci right now?
Fauci freaking held accountable, but I kind of doubt it's going to happen.
Well, he needs to be. Straight up.
Of course. But I, everything else, it'll get swept under the truck.
Yeah, and that's the frustrating part about that. When you know the mainstream media is in the bag for the criminals, you know, that's aggravating, because there's a lot of foolish individuals that believe anything that they see and hear on the doggone radio or TV and stuff like that. They don't do no research. They don't try to vet any of the information. Yeah, well, my friend told me that his brother heard on the radio that this dude right here was a racist. Well, I guess that's pretty well, that ought to hold up in court.
Yeah. I'm hearing all stuff, and then they've been saying the longest time this came from the lab, but now all of a sudden they're starting to listen a little bit. But will the investigations go through? Probably not.
Well,
you hear bits and pieces here and there. They're still allowing this crap to happen.
Yeah, with him supposedly the executive officer, the commander in chief, he's actually the head law enforcement, because he's the head of the executive branch of government, and so he can shut down all these different agencies, tell them don't look at it or prosecute this guy. Of course, now it'll backfire in his face if he does do that, but nonetheless, he still has that power. But see, you know, heck, the FBI, you can't trust them anyway. You know. What do you think?
Yeah. Yes, it's going to take the higher echelon to end up, start standing up and doing something.
Yeah, well, Trump pointed it out. He told everybody. He said that they were going to steal the election way before they ever stole the election. And, man, it was blatantly obvious that they stole the election. Of course, everybody got censored.
It created the biggest election fraud thing in the world.
Yeah.
Or in history.
Oh, he said that.
He literally said it.
Yeah. He literally, those words came out of his mouth. He's the one that said it. Oh, well, that ain't what he meant, you know. I had a friend who was related to this guy who knew this dog that bit this mailman that had a hangnail that fell off the back porch and stepped on my friend's toes, and he said that I heard on Facebook that it was a lie.
It may have been a Freudian slip, but it was the truth.
Yeah. That's the best time to catch people, telling the truth, is when they don't think about what's popping out of their mouth at the time.
When they accidentally tell you the truth.
Yeah. You've seen a few incidents like that. You know, this doggone computer is going to drive me to drinking. So I'm sitting here trying to get a doggone operating system on this. I got a program called Lubuntu. It's a Linux program, and it's on a flash drive. And in order to get this to work, you got to first hit some buttons on the way in order to get into setup and tell it to be able to boot from the USB drive. So I got all the way to that doggone setup, and I'll be doggone, it don't even have an option for a USB drive. So now I gotta figure out which CD-ROM that I got, that because I got multiple copies of Windows, but I don't think I have a Windows 7, which is what was on this one. And so what the heck we got going? Oh, wait a second. This is like a miracle. Something just happened. All right. We got something here. I want to install. Install Ubuntu. Yeah, let's do that right there. Dad, burn it. You done went and you trying to get me upset? Use the mouse.
Computer.
It's going to drive me to drinking. Hey, if you hear a little banging in the background, don't panic. It's just me kicking the crap out of the side of the computer.
All right,
something's happening. It's doing something. Ooh, I think I got a mouse. Woo-hoo-hoo!
Yay! Hey.
Dang. Hey, baby. Now I'm talking nice to my computer. Earlier I was like, you dirty, rotten, bleep, bleep, bleep. Wait till your mama hears what you said, boy.
Did you ever get those apps, those free apps to download the pictures for Beverly?
Free apps to download the pictures for Beverly.
The ones you was kind of bleep bleeping the whole time, they kept charging you money?
Oh, yeah, I finally got the doggone pictures down. I had to do a little, let's just say for air-friendly creative programming. So all you FBI stuff and CIA and DEA, all that, stick it. That's it. Just stick it. Sorry about your luck. Oh, I'm gonna reboot this thing. I probably just lost everything I had on there.
They just wiped you clean.
Yeah. Yeah, you never want to make the FBI mad because they get stupid. CIA, FBI, all that. Come on, I had a mouse a minute ago, you jackass.
There you go.
There's 50 grand. Uh-oh. All right, here we go. Install Ubuntu. There we go. Come on. Come to Papa. You can do it! I'm either going to jail or to the nut house after this show. Hey, I'm going to send you a link to this so you can have a copy of the very first radio show you ever done with me.
And you're trying to throw your bleeping mouth.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying desperately. Hey, it's asking me, do I want to do this in English? Yes, English. English! No hablo español, no sprechen Sie Deutsch, no parlez-vous français, English. That's it. That's all I want, man. Okay, I'm going to click on install everything. Install third-party software, download and update and do it all at one shot. We don't want to go back at this. Dang. Hey, and then you know what? Now I need to fix up a meme for old Bill Gates over there at Microsoft. I need to send him a big old, some like to think it's racist, but we used to call it a Polish peace sign. Here's the peace sign and here's your half.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Boy, that peace sign has two fingers. Oh, those were the days.
I wonder if I bleep bleep in German if I'll get by with it.
Well, you might. Well, it's only one way to find out. Sprechen Sie Deutsch, du Scheißkopf. Hey, we didn't get hit. Aha! They don't speak German. That's up to them. Anyway, there might be some German ladies listening. Sorry about that. I should have thought before I opened my mouth. I'm screwed! Anyway, I don't even know if I pronounced that right. Did I pronounce that right? Hey!
What?
Did I pronounce that right?
Pronounce what? Doomkopf?
No, I said Scheiß, then cough. I don't know, so you used to call me all kinds of crazy stuff, and I just repeated it like I knew what I was talking about. Yeah, 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 I'm going to do Scheiß Hosen. What's about it?
You played an orc?
See, what did he say? Oh, man. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah, Stephen Gibbons in the chat room says, don't say dodecahedron. You'll have the alphabeti agencies up in here and in our grill, bro. That's true. Yeah. Erase all the stuff that was on there and install it, man. Don't just get it on. Ain't got no time to be playing around. Do what you got to do, partition and all that. You're a Linux machine now. Act like it.
Lottemoy, Tony, you will help Nick's first time.
Yeah, what he said. He says, you're now asking me, where are you? I'm in Chicago. Let's go with that. Let's go with that one. Hey, Alphabet. Are you out there, Alphabet? Alphabet agency, guys. My name. Okay, you don't want to know what I'm going to tell you here, but... Alright, there you go. We'll just go with that right there. And I don't want it to be like that. Tech stuff going on. It's kind of sucking down the bandwidth with this piece of duct tape stuck into that slabber of baling wire. And I got some super glue over here on this side holding that window screen together. That's holding up the back of the monitor.
An extension cord holding the rest of it together.
Yeah, if you could see this mess right now. Look like somebody done fell all up in the junkyard and come walking out all tangled up and stuff. It's a mess. Well, look on the bright side. At least I learned something today. You know? Now I know that I can actually get people on the radio show via Facebook Messenger. That'll be a plus. Yeah. That'll be a plus. What'd you say?
Yeah, that's where your signal is kind of bouncing in and out, though. I think maybe because you wander around or something.
Oh, yeah. The camera and the microphone. See, I got the microphone over here. There's a camera up there, and I didn't kind of organize it to where, like, when I'm talking right here, you can hear me clear, right?
Yeah, I can hear you, but every once in a while it kind of goes in and out.
Yeah, that's because I'm over here being all animated, and I'm ducking and diving and dodging and wobbling and getting over here and plugging this, and so I get over here and you can't hear me, and I'm cutting out, all that. I'll get all that resolved.
Yeah, you're experimenting, and it seems like it's working.
Yeah, it's better than it was this morning, at least. I got some communications going on. Let me look and see the chat rooms, what's going on in there. Chris Maresh says, when I'm there, I'm like a kid in a candy store. Yeah. he likes it at my mad science lab because there's all kinds of junk and wires and electrical stuff that you can get electrocuted with. And what do you think?
I don't know.
You need a new hairstyle?
No, I don't need a new hairstyle.
Come on, man. How about you, Arnie?
Sure.
All right, hold these two wires. Now, all you see, You gotta go by sense of smell and sight and maybe a little bit of hearing when you're doing these hairstyles, because if you visualize a lot of smoke coming off, then you got too much power going on. You know, any popping, you know, like that, that's a sign of maybe too much voltage going on. You know, and any smell like something cooking, well, you might shut her down. Shut her down, boy! She's on fire! Oh, no! I'm gonna get sued.
You know, if he gets on fire, I just stomp him out.
Yeah, that's what if his face catches on fire, I'll stomp it out for you. Dang, how rude.
Just let firefighter out for you.
This has turned into the Shaz Comedy Hour, man. Well, you got to admit, it's been a pretty good morning then. So, even though I had all this excitement, it turned out for the best. We got a little bit more communications on a stronger computer now. And so now I'm actually taking that computer that gave me the rash with the Microsoft software, which, of course, I need to send him the postcard with the happy finger going on. But either way, now I've moved over to Linux on that one right there. And once I get all the links that I missed and lost and passwords reset, which will probably take me a month of Sundays and about 7 years of Saturdays, but outside of that, you know, unless the thing crashes on the way in. Huh?
She's got to get into her purse, and Oscar is giving her the mean look.
Yeah, don't be messing around with his love life. Damn.
It's Oscar got to look. Yeah. But look, don't touch this.
Yeah. Well, if we see a half cat, half purse running down the road.
Yeah, there's something's wrong with that picture.
Yeah. Look, yesterday I saw this deal for Netflix where they had this doggone show that's coming out on Netflix where it's like a hybrid human, half deer, half kid, and they're like going to be showing this on network, but on Netflix. But also, at the same time, on the opposite side of the internet, there were people out there saying that there were like real human hybrids out here. You know, like they had been born with, they'd been tampered with and then born.
That wouldn't surprise me.
And I'm like, I'm looking at this, why would they, here's a conspiratorial thing. You know, they always show you on TV what they're getting ready to do to you. You know, it's called the clean hands doctrine or something like that. You know, they always got to tell you before they do something rotten to you. So all these movies that we're watching, sci-fi, you know, where they're genetically modifying and mutating people. You know, like that one show, The Doctor That Lived on the Island. I can't remember the name of that show. He was turning these people into half pig and half man.
Yeah, turn them into, like, wild cats and...
Yeah.
Holy cow, what was that movie?
Somebody in chat room know what movie we're talking about?
I don't know what the hell
you're talking about. Dr. Something or another. Yeah, it was a weird, whacked old movie. It's about probably back in the 80s when that thing came out.
Oh, that's why, because you guys are old.
Yeah. Hey, we were around when black and white TVs were a thing. You go to slap the side of the TV?
I was little.
We're old.
Yeah, you slap the side of the TV and you move these things they used to call rabbit ears, and every once in a while you'd have to stand over there and hold it with a piece of aluminum foil in your hand. And we were literally the remote control of the day.
Yep.
I remember rabbit ears. I was just little. Very little.
Get up and turn the channel.
Yeah. It's like sucker start rolling and it'll make you dizzy.
Or that aluminum foil. Stop moving. Stay right there.
Kid in the neighborhood who had a TV in their bedroom.
Yeah.
TV? And what was that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an interesting time back in the day. We were remote controls. We were gophers.
Antenna.
Go for me a cup of coffee. What? You heard me. I need some coffee. Dang. I tell my lady every once in a while, I'm just joking around with her, obviously. But I say, I'm going to make a hop two woman out of you. She said, I'll hop your two. I was like, dang, why y'all so violent?
Could you make her violent?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised that you and I have actually lived as long as we have.
You know. That's what I was telling Avi the other day. I'm surprised that we're alive.
Oh, he found it. He said it's the island of Dr. Moreau.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
See, now Stephen Gibbons is amazing. When you go to the Super Chat room over there, go up there and click on that Stephen's resource page, because he put together a whole bunch of links and stuff to alternative energy research. Man, I don't think there's anything that he ain't found on every show that we've done that we had a question about. He was able to find it just like that. Guy's impressive. Pretty cool. Been friends for a long time there. Anyway, I just about got the whole doggone Lubuntu up and running here. Shoot, man.
Just in time for the radio show to end.
No, actually, on this slot right here, I've got about 45 minutes. So, what can you blather on about for 45 minutes?
I don't know. How long you been blabbering now?
I've been blathering for ever since I got up this morning and found out the computer wasn't working. I was talking to the computer. You know, hey, let me tell you a funny story. Bought this old 1976 Dodge Jamboree motorhome. Got it for like $600. You know, bargain sale, because it actually had a fire up in the cowl of the deal. And you know, and I had to rewire a couple things, but got it all cleaned up, got it going and everything. And then found out the dang thing hardly had any brakes to speak of. And so we got this thing going, got it running fairly decent, you know. And I say fairly decent, which was ridiculously an overstatement, but nonetheless. To make a long story short, me and my wife gets this idea. We're going to go down to Longview Lake and we're going to go camping. And so I said, well, you know, you go up to the top of the hill and you let me know it's clear, because I got to keep this thing running. You got to have one foot on the gas and the other one on the brake in order to, so you're pumping the brake with one foot and you're giving it gas with the other, and you're looking to see if traffic's clear. Get out there on the highway. We figured if we could make it on down to the doggone, down there off of 3rd Street, we could go to that license bureau and buy our tags while we're on the way. And then go straight to the campsite and park it, and then, you know, I'll work on it a little bit, and then we'll make it back home. So anyway, we'll get that thing going. She's up there. I said, you keep going ahead of me, and check the path is clear and all that. So she's up front of me in the car. I'm in the doggone camper. I get going down old W Highway there. I get down there by 50, and so I there's a truck in front of me, so I have to stop. And so I pumped the brakes, you know, and I got her in neutral, and I'm running the gas, you know, and so next thing you know, it's clear, and I can get across the intersection. So I jump across that intersection, and the dang thing stalls right there in the middle of the intersection. And so I'm sitting there, 1 minute I'm a cussing, next minute I'm a rubbing on the dash, come on, baby, you can do it, and I'm sitting there, and, you know, I'm praying, and I'm cussing, and then I'm praying, and then I'm banging on the dash, and then I'm rubbing it, and I'm sitting there, and I'm got my head down there trying to, you know, look and see what's going on. And I guess it must have been about, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes that I was going through this whole process. I'm freaking out in the cab of this thing, you know. Oh, yeah, come on, man, you could do it. Y'all, you know, come on, baby, you could do it. You could do it. You know, please, God, don't let me get stuck here. You know, and then next thing you know, I kind of looked out the corner of my eye, and there was a state trooper with his hat, brim hat, right there looking right at me. And I about had a heart attack. So I don't know how long he's been sitting there, but Beverly said that he'd been there for quite a bit while I'm over there cussing and banging on the dash. And so I rolled down my window and he says, "Are you going to be able to get this thing started?" And I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "You're going to be able to get across there safely?" And I said, "Yes, sir." And I told him, "Well, it's just got a little carburetor issue, and so I think it got it flooded out a bit." And I reached down there, and that dang thing fired up, and I got it running, and he's standing there at the door, and I said, I can get it. I got it now. Thanks a lot, the officer, you know." And he goes back, and he gets in his dang car. As soon as he sits in the car, I went to shift that thing into drive, and I hit reverse. That thing lunged back towards the state trooper's car, and I slammed it down in the drive and mashed the gas and went out there to the street, and I thought for sure this man's going to pull me over. But I think he's either thinking he's either having a heart attack and some problems going on in the shorts or something, and he just didn't want to deal with that crazy man ever again. And so I got out on the road. I look back, I'm looking out of my rear view mirror, and he never followed me out, so I figured he probably just figured I'm having a rough day, and I didn't run into him, so he's just going to go about his business and forget he ever even saw it.
He felt sorry for you, just let you go.
Yeah, so we got all the way down to 3rd Street, turn down there, and I'll be doggone, get down the light, and the dang thing dies again. And so I finally get this thing started. I got people honking at me, and I'm like, you know, "Go around, you jerk," you know, bleep, bleep. And I'm really not having a good day at all. Yes, so if I could move, I would be out your way already. or I say, "The horn blows. What about the driver?" You know. And I know it wasn't a very nice thing to say, but anyway, finally got that sucker started. I told Beverly, "Go on up to the campsite and punch in the code and wave me on through when it's clear." And I get up there, and doggone it, there's a truck on one side, and Beverly peeks out. She's waving me around. "Come on around." So I get going around and just barely made it through those dang poles that they have, the gates that come down. Got around her, got down to the doggone campsite, and then she said, "Well, you ready to go get the doggone tags for this thing?" And I said, "No, I'm going to sit right here and have me a cold drink. You take the money, you go get the tags, I'll be right here when you get back."
Oh, boy.
Oh, it was a journey, man. It was a journey. We had a lot of adventures in that old thing.
Guy, I hate to do this, but thank you for having us on the radio, but my battery is just about to die on my phone.
Yeah, well, at least we know we can do it in the future.
Yeah, we'll be able to do it in the future. I'm glad you was able to pull that one off on here.
And for the rest of y'all out there listening in, I'll just throw in some music for the rest of the hour, and we'll just call it a day then.
Yeah, we're going to say goodbye and put this phone on the charger.
Well, cool. Now you ain't got no excuse for not coming on the radio show. I'll send you a link to this one right here. And, it was your first radio show ever. How did you like it?
Not bad at all.
I thought it was great.
Entertaining.
Catch me on those days when the computers are acting up.
Catch me
outside. How about that?
Yeah. All right. Love you guys. Y'all take care.
Love you too. Talk to you later.
Love
bye.
You. All right. All right, folks. That was my brother and his friend there, Ani there. That's awesome people, I tell you what. Anyway, I'm going to play some music and burn out the rest of this hour here. So here we go. I'm still working on computers.